did Central Florida's job markets perform in December?
You know, it was a very mixed bag.
Oh, tell me more about that.
Yeah, tourism and hospitality, it continues to struggle. And so as a result, Orlando lost 1,100 jobs over the month. And Nicole, it was one of only three Florida metropolitan areas that lost jobs in December. But then again, there were gains across all the other Central Florida metropolitan areas. And those ranged from a high of 1,800 in Lakeland, 1,500 in Melbourne, Palm Bay, 900 new jobs in Daytona, Deltona, 400 at the Villages, and 300 in Ocala.
What's behind this?
You know, the explanation is that even though tourism and hospitality are tremendously important in the economies all across Central Florida, they're relatively smaller in the retirement-driven areas or in the aerospace-driven industries. And so what you see is that broad range, and it becomes particularly apparent for the Villages and for Ocala, where the Villages also has some significant effect. And these variations really show up in the unemployment rates across the various Central Florida counties, Nicole.
Oh, well, how so?
Well, you know, on one level, we got Osceola County with the highest unemployment rate in the state of Florida, 8.7% in December. Then you have Miami-Dade County and Orange at 7.2%, compared to low to mid 5 percentage ranges in Volusia, Sumter, Brevard, and Marion counties.
So what can we expect moving forward over the next few months?
Well, you know, as we discussed last week, Nicole, you know, I'm really troubled by the increases in new claims for unemployment compensation. They've been rising very rapidly in January in the United States and here in Central Florida. And so that points to continued job losses probably in January for the United States, and at best to a slowing of the pace of growth here in Central Florida.
Ugh. Well, that's depressing, Hank.
Yeah, you know, it's the dismal science.
That is true.
And even with last month's job growth, 16,800, that's a lot of jobs. But it's, you know, it's going to take over 2 years to replace the 418,000 jobs we're still down compared to last year because of
wow.
the pandemic at this pace, even as good as it was. But, you know, all that said, it's important to maintain perspective. We've said repeatedly this winter is going to be tough. And even though Florida had a good December job growth, it's going to be tough until we really have more vaccinations.
Yeah, and that's because you expect the economy to rebound strongly once the majority of people are vaccinated. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, once we get to about 75% of the population vaccinated, and that should be sometime between May and October of this year, it's going to unleash a huge boom in pent-up demand, and that propels major rebound in the economy across the country, and particularly big jumps in leisure and hospitality. And that really will benefit the Central Florida area and Florida more generally. So we shouldn't get too depressed. The next few months are going to be tough. The unemployment rate's going to rise. The employment data is going to get worse before it gets better. But by the time we get to the spring, Nicole, we should see a successive monthly improvement rate.